Hi, my name is Matt from Keto Fast, and today I'm going to be talking about something which is very close to my heart. I actually lost my mother this year to cancer, and I'm going to let you know how the ketogenic can help not all, but a lot of cancers and prevent cancers from happening. I'm going to go through my five top tips for ketogenic eating to help prevent and treat or help you through cancer. Tip number one, stay away from anything that's processed. If it has more than one ingredient, it's probably been modified, had additives, colorings, and various things added to the food which are not beneficial for health in general, especially if you're going through cancer. Processed meats which contain sodium nitrate, which is usually 249 to 252, if you're looking for numbers on the back of your foods, stay away from those. It's been proven that having three serves of 50 grams of processed meat, which contain nitrates, which a lot of them do, per week can increase your risk of getting cancer by 30%. If you do have cancer, it's really not going to be beneficial. So stick to your whole foods. That's your above ground vegetables. Eat plenty of leafy greens. Eat your below ground vegetables in moderation. Moderate meat, around 125 grams of meat, a couple of times a day is plenty to maintain muscle mass. And keep your fat levels nice and high, remembering that your cells are made from fat. We need to get some good fats, avocados, nuts, seeds, even some animal fats is fine. Tip number two, avoid sugar at all costs. Now, the obvious ones is your sucrose, which is your table sugar. The ones which we don't think about so much is your fructose, which comes in the form of fruit and fruit juices and high fructose corn syrup, which is in a lot of your processed foods. So stay well away. There is a lot of research which shows that sugar can feed tumors. It also makes your body acidic and creates inflammation. A couple of things which you really don't want if you're trying to prevent or are going through cancer and want to have a smoother transition through. So keep with low sugar or no added sugar products. If you're going to have fruits, go for berries. Apples, kiwi fruits, but try and keep it to a minimum. In the prehistoric days, we didn't really have that much fruit available. We would maybe have one, two pieces a week. Try and keep it to one or two pieces a week and just have strawberries, kiwi fruits. Tip number three, I would supplement with vitamin C. It's very easy to become deficient in vitamin C, and there has been some really good research which shows that vitamin C can help reduce inflammation and boost the immune system, and also attack cancer cells. Now, this is speculative, but I do know a lot of people who have vitamin C therapy and have had a lot of success, including my mother. So I would recommend around 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day. You can dose up to around 1 gram per kilo of your body weight and safely excrete what you don't need. Your body will taken what it does need and just very safely excrete what it doesn't need. So vitamin C rich foods, unfortunately, are usually high in sugar, so I recommend some good quality vitamin C supplement. Tip number four, don't be scared of fat. Eating high fat foods is going to help repair cells. Your cells are actually made of fat. Our brain is largely fat. Increasing your wild caught salmon, so not farmed salmon, wild caught salmon, great source of omega-3s. And avoiding things which are high in omega-6, like canola oils. Eating lots of nuts and seeds. Animal fat is fine if it's a good quality organic animal. Keeping the fat content up is going to keep your calories up as well, helps you maintain weight if you are going through treatment or chemo. A higher amount of fat in your diet is going to help keep those blood sugar levels stable, keep your energy level throughout the day, and help repair the cells. Tip number five, exercise. It's really important to get oxygen into your cells. Keeping those cells oxygenated is going to help combat cancer. Even if it's something which is just a 5 minute stroll per day, but something which is consistent, something which is manageable, something you can build on. Don't try and run a marathon straight away. Doing a little bit and then building on it will definitely help you combat the cancer. So those are my five top tips. for ketogenic eating and really just nutrition in general for anyone that is trying to prevent or going through cancer. Now, every cancer is different. For instance, someone that's suffering from pancreas cancer, like my mother, will really struggle with a high fat diet. So, again, ketogenic eating is not for everyone, and it is very individualized. But generally, the key things: keep your sugar levels down, stay away from processed foods. I would recommend keeping your carbohydrate levels down. That doesn't mean that completely getting rid of carbohydrates. Lots of leafy greens, lots of, bok choy, tomatoes, broccoli, cauliflower, green beans, bell peppers, mushrooms, all of that stuff is great. Above ground veggies, get plenty of them. Lots of living matter is going to be great. But no more than about 40 grams of carbohydrate per day. And that can actually starve cancer cells, not giving it the sugary, starchy things that it needs to thrive. So keep your carbohydrates down, your fat levels up, good quality fats. Stay hydrated, get a little bit of exercise, and I really hope that you get through this. This is Matt from Keto Fast.